USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's first overseas trip as America's leader is scheduled for June. The White House saying Biden will visit the United Kingdom and attend the G7 summit. Then he'll go to Belgium for the NATO summit in Brussels. Protests are continuing in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, as hundreds are marching the streets demanding answers surrounding the shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr. Brown Jr. was shot by police as he was running away from them when they were trying to serve him a warrant. City Council member with Elizabeth City, Darius Hart, tells Fox News he's hoping to hear some answers from the police soon.
We're out here simply asking for our local sheriff to come forward and provide us with the answers so we can sleep at night so we'll know what happened the other day.
The sheriff's department has not yet released the body cam footage of the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Police officer down. It's shocking. The number of cops killed in the line of duty jumped almost 100% last year. Defunding police, stripping them of legal protections, woke culture. It's a dangerous time. But Greg Kelly is fighting back. All this week, Greg's on Newsmax TV with his special series, Cops Under Fire. Greg Kelly exposes the real threat to the police and you. Newsmax TV is standing up for our brave men and women. Watch Cops Under Fire on Greg Kelly tonight. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable company. Get Newsmax TV free on most smart TVs, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. Already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The White House claims the door is open on negotiations over President Biden's sweeping infrastructure plan. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters she envisions a vigorous period of give and take with Republicans.
The stage we're in now is we will have discussions. We'll get a full briefing. We expect those to happen through the course of the next several days. We'll review that plan. We'll ask questions at a staff level, and then the president will invite a number of those members down here to the White House.
One idea being floated out there by both House Republicans and Democrats is the idea of raising the gas tax to pay for infrastructure spending. Concern is building over a recent report the U.S. Postal Service has been monitoring social media posts, particularly from those planning protests. A surveillance program tracking social media activity described as inflammatory and shares that information with government agencies, the agency collecting information from Facebook and Parler. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Russia says it will end its Ukrainian military exercises by May.
They say their checks near the border with Ukraine have been fully achieved. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said the military had until May 1st to return from military exercises. President Biden raised the concerns about the tensions escalating with the military buildup on a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin last week. Meanwhile, fears of a potential threat of Russian invasion created a national unity in Ukraine and strengthened Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's position. Zelensky tweeted, "The reduction of troops on our border proportionately reduces the tension." He said, "Ukraine seeks peace, and they're grateful to international partners for their support." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Republicans are unveiling their $568 billion infrastructure plan as an alternative to President Biden's $2.3 trillion plan. The GOP alternative focused on improving roads, bridges, and public transportation, along with water infrastructure, airports, and broadband internet. Democrats, including Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, scoffing at the plan, saying it's not nearly big enough. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina will deliver the Republican response to President Joe Biden's first address of a joint session of Congress on April 28th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.